Tazik Gemara says, Agro Chamud Rav Abba. Agro was Rav Abba's father-in-law. Rav by him was Ifsuk Lei Karya Dehei Tivaom. There was a hefsik in the middle of the hay of the word of Om. There was a hefsik, like a blank line going through the hay. Now Benikfa, how did this happen? That there was a hole there in the middle of the hay, so made like a hefsik. So what did he do? So Osla came with Rabba, became in front of Rabba. Omle said like this: In Mishtaya boy Kishiro is Kitana Kosher. If there's still a leftover of this hay, in other words, there was a hole, let's say, in the middle of the regal of the right leg of the hay. So the top part is still attached to the top part of it. There's still enough left over of a shear ois ketano, the shear of the yud, then it's still kosher. The yimlab, if you don't have that much left over on top of the hole, enough to give it a tsura of a hay, then it will be possible. In other words, the hay is really like a dalet on the right side, and the left side has a little line going down. So from the right side of the Dalad, there was a hole there, so if the right leg has a hole, so if the top part of the hole that's still attached to the top part of the hay is the shear of an Eitz Ketano, it still has its through of the hay, it still be kosher. The Imlav will be possible. As the Gemara says, Romi ba Tamri, Tevi Chamua, de Romi ba Dikulei. So according to our Gersa, means to say he was the father-in-law of Romi ba Dikulei. According to the Shita's Gersa, it should mean to who? In other words, it's Rami Ba Tamri, and some say that was the Rami Ba Dekuli. So what happened to him? Ifsekolei Karya Devov to the Yorug. In the Pasuk of a Yorug, in the Vov there was a hole in the middle of the Vov. It divided up the Vov in half. A Benikfa, that there was a hole in the middle of it. So the question is it still a kosher ois or not? So Osla came into Rabbi Zera, they came in front of Rabbi Zera. Omla, he said like this, Zil Aisi Anuka, bring me a young child, to lechokom loitipesh, that this child should not be too smart. So Rashi says, because if he's too smart, he'll be maven as a scharifus to say that the word should be yarig. Like he'll know you can't read the word yarig. It's like killing Hashem. Rather, you'll read it vayarig, with a vav. So even though it looks like a yud, he'll still read it with a vav. So you can't take a kid. That's a chokhan that knows what's doing. But v'loy tipesh, you can't take a fool either. Because he doesn't know b'chal how to read the Oysa Shlemus. Rather take a yenuka, a normal kid, and it depends. Ikor v'loy v'yaharoy kosher. If he'll read it like a vav, then it's kosher. V'loy yaharoy kuposel. If he doesn't read it with a vav, then it looks more like a yud. It's too small to be a vav. And therefore the Oysa would be posel. So sometimes when you have a suffix, whether the vav is long enough, whether it looks like a vav or it's too short, looks like a yud, that's the same thing. You have to take a kid, and the way he reads it, that's the halacha whether it's kosher or not. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Bishor Sha'olam Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Motzel LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyosha V'Koshek Sarim LiYosius. He found the Kadosh Baruch Hu putting crowns around the Yosius, the words of the Torah. So Omer Lefonav. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akav Ayotcha, like who is holding back Ayotcha from your hands? Rashi said, like Ma'ashe Kesavto, Sha'atetzav Lo'isavoyed Aleihem Kesarim, like how come you're adding more crowns to the Oasis right now? Like everything is here already. What are you adding on? Is Omer Lo'isav Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, O Dom Echad Obi, one person Yesh, Sha'osid Liyos, he will amit Hashem be. The Seif Kamadoros at the end of many generations. V'yakivu ben Yosef Shemoy, that's his name. Sh'osid Lidroish, he's going to dash in our kol koitz for koitz. Tilim tilim shalalachas. Every single dot, every single koitz, which this is like the tagim, the lines that go on top of a certain oisius in the Sefer Torah, or on certain oisius, every line that comes up, he's going to dash in. V'yakivu will dash in kama v'kama alachas from every little ois that's going up on top. Every little line that goes up. So that's why Hashem now is making the Ksarim, which is Mashma. Hashem is making the Tagim. He's making the lines on top of the Oisius of the Sefer Torah. So Omov Lefonov, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, heavily showing me, like show me this Rebbe Kiva. Is Omov Lefonov, so Hashem said to Moshe, Chazol Acharecha, turn backwards. Holach V'yoshev V'soif Shemayna Shuras. He went and sat in the back of eight rows. So as a dugma now that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the base of Medrash, where Rabbi Akiva was, and Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back row, in the eighth row. He did not know what they were saying. Moshe did not understand them. So Toshas Koicho, Moshe felt very bad, as if to say he doesn't understand what's going on. But Tivon Shegila Dover Echot, when it came to one halacha, Omer Loi Talmidov, Rebbe Minayin Lecho, Rabbi Kiva's Talmud asked him, Rebbe, how do you know this halacha? Omer Lehez, Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, this halacha is halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. When the Talmud said that, then this Yashma Daitoi, then he felt secure, he felt better. Chazim Abolof Nekorosh Baruch, he went in front of Hashem. So exactly what this means, I'm not sure, but I call upon him such a dugma. Then he went back to Hashem and said, Amalafon, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yesh Lecho Adam Kizeh, V'yatanei Sentara Yodai, like you have such a tzaddik, such a Talmud Chacham of Rabbi Kiva that's going to be, says, so, why don't you let him give Torah to Klai Yisrael? How come you give him the Torah through me? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem. Is Omar Loi, Sakorish Berko said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shesek, be quiet, that, but Kach, all of a Machshava Lefonai, this is my Machshava, this is my will, this is my degree, that I want the Torah to be given now to Klai Yisrael, and through you, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar Lefonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harisoni Torosai, up until now you just showed me his Torah, you showed me like his base Medrash, how he's learning Rabbi Kiva. Hareini Scharoi, please show me the tzcha, the reward that Rabbi Kiva will get for his learning of the Torah. So, Omar Loi, again, Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazor Lacharecha, turn backwards. Chazor Lacharov, Roi saw Sheshoiklin Visore Bamakalim. He saw the Misa of Rabbi Kiva, the way they take him, these metal cones, and combing off his skin. So Amul Afanov, Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zutarev Zuschara, like what kind of schar is this, the reward that a tzaddik Rabbi Kiva gets for all his learning of the Torah, that he was killed by Ruge Malkus the way he was killed, is Omar Lo Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Vak Shesoik, be quiet, Kachol Machshav Lefonai, this is my Machshav, this is the way I want to do it. So the Kitzah by Yisrael, the schar he was, that he was Moisa Nefesh, the Avo, by saying Shema Yisrael, and with that you can imagine what type of a schar Rebbe Kiva really got. Well, I mean, really, the Gemara before said that he showed what Hashem showed Moshe was raw, Sheshoiklin Besar Makulin, means he saw the way they were weighing out his meat. After they killed him, then they sold his meat. That's what Hashem showed Moshe. So how did Moshe's kasha back? What kind of schar is this? And Hashem said, Tzoik, a couple of ice toys, that is Mesiris Nefesh that he did, that was a tremendous inyan. On my Rav said like this, Shiva Oisiyos, Tzrichos, Shloshes Yudim. There are seven Oisiyos in the Olive Bays, and when you come to write down a Sefer Torah, Torah Mezuzah, or Tefillin, it has to have Shalos Yunim, three Tagim coming out on top. V'yelohen, these are the seven Oisiyos. Shatnez Gates, or Shin, Nayin, Ates, Anun, or Zayin, or Gimel, or Tzadik. These three Oisiyos, you have to have Tagim on top. I tell you that the pictures over here speak Machlokes exactly how to make these three lines, whether they're three straight up, whether they're two to the right, one straight up, two to the top, one going down, to Shiloh. But these are the Sheva Oisiyos that Tzrichem Sholos Yunim. Each one of them has to have three as a Yunim. So Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazinu lu l'safri devanti devei Rav, I saw these Sofrim on the Devei Rav, the Beis Medrash of Rav, and it says, devanti, Rashi says, Shemadaktikim lasai tzav miyusha. They make a straight tzav. So the Chatri lu Legagay the ches, that way they made a ches was they made a chatrei. That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether they stam made a gag, Rashi learns the chatrei means Rashi legagay shoches oisim lemalo kein choyte kaze. According to Rashi, the ches is like a regular ches. The top roof of the ches, all it was on the left side, it came to a little bit point, turning upwards. That's all to point upwards. Kleimer Rashi says it means to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chai Sheichem B'Roimah Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's alive is living upstairs. Ches Hainu Chai. So they did where they made the Ches was the Chat Rilhu Legagri the Ches. The top of the Ches, they made a point upwards. Tosfos says, not like this. Tosfos learns on the right side that we have a Ches, that a Ches in the Sefer Torah really is two Zions, and then it's connected with two lines going upwards and meeting a little above the Zion. That's called Chatrei, means it looks like it's going upwards. V'tolilei lekariya dehei, and also they hung down the left leg of the hay, meaning on the left side of the hay, it's not like a ches, that it goes all the way up to the top, but it's hanging. V'tolilei lekariya dehei, the way you make a hay is, its left leg is hanging. Now, what did they do this for? Chatrilu legage deches, they made the top, the roof of the ches, pointing upwards. Kolei marzif to say chayu b'rei mishal olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive on top of the world. To tolalei lekariya dehei, and they let the left leg of the hay hang down. Kidaboy menei Reb Yehuda Nesiya Merabami. Like Reb Yehuda Nesiya asked Merabami. Ma'ezach siv was the postik say, bitchu b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko HaShem surul amin. Like I've been talking on HaShem, ki b'ko, like with Yud Kei, HaShem created the world. Omalei, kol ha'atolah bitchuna v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever has his trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, harei loy mechasa b'olam hazeh, l'olam habo, be protected both in this world and in l'olam habo. So that's what the Pesuk says, bitchu v'Hashem, HaShem will protect you. Omalei said back to my no hokik l'kashli, this is what was bothering me. Ma'ishno d'chsiv bei, ma'ishno d'chsiv ko with the Yud Kei, v'loy k'siv ko, what doesn't it say? Yud-K, what's the base? What's the ki b'kor Hashem tzur alamim? Why doesn't it say ki Hashem tzur alamim? The Gemara says ki the dorish Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. That elu shnei alamos. When the Pesuk says ki b'kor with the base means the two worlds. Shnei alamos shabor kodesh baruch hu. Again, so elu shnei alamos shabor kodesh baruch hu. These are the two worlds that Hashem created. And the way Hashem created them was Echod the Hey with the Hey, the Echod the Yud with the Yud. And the any day he wasn't sure Im Oilam Abo the Yud, Voilam Hazeh the Hey, or the other way Im Oilam Hazeh the Yud, Voilam Abo the Hey. Keshuim, when the Pesuk says Eilu told us Hashemayim Boretz, Vihi Borum, these are the told us Hashemayim Boretz Hashem created. Is Al Tikri Bi Borum, El the Hey Borum Hashem created with the Hey. Means to say, Evoim, from this we learn out, Oilam Hazeh Behei. Says so, have you aim of me? You see, Oilam Hazeh Behei, Oilam Abo B'Yud. Now the Gemara explains, O Mifnei Ma, how come? O Mifnei Ma, Nivru Oilam Hazeh Behei. How come this world was created with the Hei? Mifnei Shedoy Maliach Sadro. Is Doimut like a porch? Shekol Haroitze Lot Tes Yotze, like an open room. Whoever wants to leave could leave. Alright, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Yeah, so the Gemara says again, why was this world created with a hay? It's open to an open porch. So called a right so much that whoever wants to go out could go out. Oh my time, if so. And Rashi says, this means the Tavish rule, whoever wants to go and do bid. If so, oh my time, Otar Yakarya, how come its left leg like it's hanging downwards? Tihode b'tshuva ma'ilelei. If you want to come back up again and do tshuva, you can come back up, we'll make a new opening for you. So I'm asked the question, v'layel b'hach, what do you have to have a new opening for? Come up the same opening you fell down, the bottom of the hay. So I'm asked, no, le mistayim milse won't be good enough. Kidu resh lokish. Tiyomu resh lokish. Ma'id yichsev was a posuk say, in the late simu yolus la'nodem yitim chayin. First one wants to be a late, so there's plenty of late to do, to be a joker. If you want to have chayin, if you're the opposite, then it'll be good. We dash in, boil it, tie in the sign wants to do tshuva, we help him, Hashem helps you. But the time if somebody wants to go do bid, personally we open up and make it easy for you to do ra. If so, my time is late, taga. So that's the pshat. We have to make a new opening here to help you. If you want to come and do tshuva, Hashem helps you along. And Rashi says, you need siyua. If na yet so ra, that Hashem helps you, so I make a new opening for you. So that's the specific here of Imalaitim, Yolat Yinov Yitin Chain. That Hashem helps you along, therefore there's no opening for Baal HaTshuva to come back up on the left side, the top of the hay. Now the Gemara says, Well, my time is like toggy. How come there's a little tag on top of the hay and the left side is pointing upwards? How come the hay has a little point on top? Or my Kodesh Baruch Hu, im chayzeboy, the person does do tshuva, ani kayshaloy, I'll make crowns for him. Kesser, yeah, ani kayshaloy kesser should be. I'll put on top of him crowns. Now, if they man nivra elam abo b'yud, how come elam abo was created with a yud? If they share tzadikim shibay mawatin, there are small amount of tzadikim that are elam abo. Or if they ma kof of roishai, how come the head of the yud is bent over? And like I said before, that's called the kutze shayud, at the top left side of the yud has to come downwards, it's kofaf. If they share tzadikim shibay kofaf roishayim, if they ma sayim, shenim deim is elazir, that even the tzaddikim that are zechut to go to Olam Habo, they're not all the same. One is greater than the other. Each one bends down for the other one. Omer Rav Yosef, Hainu Tati Mili, Omer Rav Bisvarim. Rav Yosef says these are two halachas that heard over from Rav. Begeit Yuchas Svarim, Begeit Yosef Petera. V'Tanya Tiyufta, and I have a kasha on these two halachas. V'Tanya Tiyufta, Chod Ohod Yom Rav. One, Rav said, Sefer Torah sheyesh boi shtei toyes b'chol daf adaf yisakin. A Sefer Torah on every single line, column, there are only two mistakes in it. So yisakin, you can erase them and write over again the mistake in it. Shalosh, let's say every single column has three mistakes in the Sefer Torah, then yigmar, then you have to be gone with it, hide it, you can't fix it. It won't look nice if you fix it, too many mistakes, it'll look ugly, it's not a nice Sefer Torah, you should not use such a Sefer Torah. That's why I heard over from Rav. But the Tanya Tiyufta, I have a Tiyufta on this. Because the locker is, Sholosh Yisakin. If you only have three mistakes on each column, you can fix it. But Arba Yignes, if there are four mistakes, then Yignes, then you shouldn't fix it. Tanya would like this. Im Yeshboi Daf Achash Leimo, Matela Fakulai. Let's say there's one complete column that has no mistakes at all. That's Matela. Then you could go to fix the rest of the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, "Shafilu toyes b'chodaf adav, o'oz matelas alayim, hach daf shleimu mesakin." Since you have one full daf, that's kosher, that's mesakin. Then you can go to fix the rest of the Sefer Torah. Now, Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaso mishmei d'Rav, v'u d'kosev rubei d'safer shater. Someone about that Rov in the Sefer Torah was written okay. If Rov in the Sefer Torah has mistakes, that you can't fix. Omalaya by the Rabbi Yosef, Eis Bohu, Daf, Sholosh Toyesamai. Let's say one Daf only has three mistakes. And we're saying now a three mistake should not fix. So the Chodesh Shalaris, could you go and fix this one Daf with the three mistakes? Is that called the Shlema that now will be masked on the rest of the Sefer Torah, even though the rest of them have four mistakes in each one? Or Malaysia said back, yes. Hoyo, Omalei, hoyo, v'yisyoyiv l'eskunei, miskin, since this one daf, this one column now, that only has three mistakes, you'll have to fix it. So go and fix that column. And once you fix that column, now it's called like the column is shalim, and therefore you can go and fix those Sefer Torah. The Mor says the honeymoon one was this said that you can fix up a Sefer Torah, chaserus, if something is missing. Then we say if it's chosef, you have to add on, if every single column is missing or has four mistakes, you can't go to add on, it's not going to look nice. The yaseris, let's say the pshat achsoron was, you had too much, you had too many vavs, extra vavs are written in the Sefer Torah. And now you have to just erase it, less one more, then there's no problem. Even though you have more than four mistakes in each column, so you can fix it up. The Gemara explains why. Chaseris, my time alloy. What's the reason if you're missing? That now you have to put in, it's not right. Omer Avkana, Mishun, the Nechzikim Numer. It looks like a spotted Sefer Torah. Since you have to add in so many things, it looks like a spotted Sefer Torah. That's not kosher. But if there's only a question, you have to erase it, that would be okay.